What's up, guys? Welcome to Winnipeg's Finest, the podcast where we get personal with notable Winnipeggers. If you haven't been with us before, here's what you've missed.
Like, I even feel like I've always known that I was supposed to be here, so it's like, even if there was stuff that I went through, I always went through it knowing that this isn't, like, the end of everything, you know what I mean? This isn't the end of the world. If there's anything, actually, that I would tell myself, is to not be so afraid of failure.
Oh, yeah. How different was it for you to watch a movie where Kevin Spacey is the villain?
I mean, I feel like they just told him to be himself.
It's like, dude, be a shitty person who's a predator and, like, does bad things. And
yeah.
Kevin Spacey's like, I got you.
Oh, boy, this is my role.
Hey, Mr. Professor, look at me, make money.
What? Call campus security.
Thank you so much to the fans who continue to support. You guys are awesome. We love you like crazy. This is why we love podcasting. This is why we love bringing you guys episodes. Please remember to subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you're listening. Remember to follow us on social media at WPGS Finest Pod on Instagram. And make sure you're staying posted and telling people about the podcast. We appreciate and love the support you give us. So just know that it lifts us up so much and we're very grateful. What's up, guys? Welcome to a brand new episode of Winnipeg's Finest. Today's guest is Jasmine Lane. She's a radio host for Energy 106. She used to work for 92 City FM. She's also hilarious. Not like that you can't be hilarious and a radio host. Like, I need to mention those two things separate from each other. That's not the point. Anyways, today's episode, we talk about a bunch of bullshit. We make fun of Kanan for calling tomato sauce pizza sauce, which is my favorite thing personally. We talk about the bunch of South Park references. Is it worth being famous? And more. Today's episode is brought to you by Unity Underwear, the greatest underwear on the planet. It is 95% bamboo, 5% spandex. It's hypoallergenic, thermoregulating, moisture wicking. It is 20% off if you use our code WPGSFINEST. Support local, buy local underwear. We're also brought to you by Jellyfish Float Spa, the best place in Winnipeg to receive the wonders of float therapy. If you use our code WPGSFINEST, you get 15% off all float purchases. In the meantime, here's our episode with Jasmine Lane. I find, now since we're on, the best compliments to receive are from gay men.
Okay. Because Tyler compliments me every day, so I would agree.
Yeah, facts. Tyler is the best compliment giver of all time.
He's fabulous.
But, like, here's my reasoning why. I feel like, okay, if I can attract women, great. But if I can attract men and I'm not trying to, that's like, okay. That's game. You know what I mean? So if a man compliments me, I'd never feel weird or like, oh, no. It's like, thank you. I appreciate that.
Specify here? So do you think that when a man compliments you, he's likely swinging for the same team?
Well, I mean, like, if he tells me, like, hey, I think you have nice shoes. Oh, most definitely. Absolutely.
Okay.
That's
okay.
He's trying to hit.
I don't know the signs for women. I don't. I'm sure I've met women that swing for the same team many times, but I don't know what the signs are.
I don't know. I usually mean, like, whenever it's over the top hitting on me. Like, I'm like, okay. Oh, yeah, this is obviously a man hitting on me. Like, when I was at Pride and this one man came up to me and he was wearing, like, fishnets and, like, short shorts and that was it. And he looked me, like, up and down and he had, like, a chihuahua on a leash. And he's my dog likes it when pretty boys pet him. I was like...
And you're like, okay.
I was like, yeah, I.
Did you pet the dog?
Oh, of course I pet the dog.
Okay, because I was going to say, like, if you went past that invitation, we need to end this now.
Yeah, I just shot him a finger gun and was like, thanks, boy. And I just walked away, yeah.
Oh, God.
That's not how that went down. That's not how that went down at all. No, but I guess I have one question I wanted to ask you ever since you kind of came into my sphere was, how did you get into radio and, like, everything kind of came to be? I didn't realize that you had the resume you did until I looked you up that one time a while ago.
Jasmine Lane, notorious for getting overlooked. if there's anything we've learned. I don't know. It's so initially, I was going to say long story short, but I may as well give you the long story since we're here talking about me. When I was in high school, I had planned to, I really wanted to be an English teacher because I've always really loved writing and stuff like that. So that was my game plan. And this is actually kind of funny how full circle this is now. But so I was 17 and I had seen the Santa Claus Day Parade. Mm-hmm. And it was a float of Energy 106 with their host at the time, who I think were Frankie Hollywood and Jenna Kahn. And they were just dancing and having the time of their lives. And I was like, oh my God, that looks like so much fun. I really want to do that. And I literally went to school the following day, spoke with a teacher of mine. I ended up getting a student internship through TV. So I would work a TV breakfast television show from 5 a.m. until noon. And then I would go to high school from noon till 3:30, 4-ish, whenever I would finish things. And like all my teachers thought that it was so cool. So that I got to do like distant learning.
What high school did you go to? That sounds awesome.
I went to SCI in Oak Bank. So yeah. I got to do that for the first little bit, and then just very quickly decided that I hated TV. So then I switched on over to radio, and I was working as a writer for a station out in Steinbeck at the time. And I wrote for their stations throughout the country. I did that for about a year or so, then took a little bit of a break. And I don't know. And then I kind of made my way back into radio as a writer for the same company. Did that for like a year-ish again, and really wanted to come to Winnipeg. So I happened to know somebody who knew the program director for Rogers, so 92.1 City and Kiss 102.3. And I ended up getting a job there. I worked from the bottom up there. I started off just doing like reception and helping out in promo and stuff. Then I think there was somebody at my door. So I'm gonna go
grab them. Get them on. Feature. You better let them know you're on Winnipeg's Finest when you answer.
Shut up, Bueno.
Let me talk to him.
Now I'm going to stop being distracted.
Are they coming on?
No. So I ended up moving on over to Rogers and worked as reception and promo there. Just kind of did that shindig. Really wanted to be on air. I don't know why, because I hated the sound of my voice and it scared the living shit out of me, but I wanted it really bad. So I just started kind of working extra hours and like covering overnight shifts and stuff like that. And slowly but surely, I ended up getting my show, and then I lost my show, and then I got picked up by Energy. And it's been 7 years now. So, So here I am at the end of that journey.
That's a pretty wicked journey. And like, you're still really young too. So to have that kind of experience in your radio career is awesome. Well,
it's pretty cool because a lot of people go to school for it. And I don't know if you guys have noticed this, but in the city of Winnipeg, there are really not a lot of new radio hosts. Mm-hmm. If you've noticed in the last couple of years, or if there are people that aren't new in the industry, they're new from out of province because we do shuffle around a lot. So a lot of people go to school and spend like $16,000 on a program at, you know, ABC or CRECOM at Red River is a really great program actually for getting into radio or journalism and stuff. Lots of times they finish those programs and there's not really any jobs. So I'm kind of happy that I got in the way that I did, and it's definitely more rare. That's not a very common way to get into the business anymore. And even my job at City, I had a girlfriend who happened to know the program director there, and she got me an in. And I remember calling him, and he's like, hey, we don't have any jobs, so let's just talk on the phone. And I was like, absolutely not. We're not talking on the phone. I have to meet you in person, and you have to see me, and you have to meet me. And he was like, okay, fine. Like you can come by, but just so you know, there's absolutely no jobs, but I can free up an hour to talk radio. And I was like, yep, I would love that more than anything. And I went in there. I ended up staying there for over 4 hours. I sat in with an afternoon drive show, and by the end of it, I was offered a job and I started working there like 2 months later. So
that's awesome.
So that worked out very well for me, but it's definitely, pretty unheard of.
Mm-hmm.
not
yeah, radio's super difficult to break in. I work part time for a radio station. I'm not gonna say which, just because, whatever. But when they offered me the job, it was like June 2019, and when they actually officially hired me, it was like December 2019.
Oh yeah, it's an interesting industry, and it's very competitive, very very hard to get into.
Mm-hmm.
And it's I feel like it's only getting smaller and smaller in so many ways. Like mm-hmm. more and more stations are doing syndicated shows, so it'll be a show from Toronto that goes across the entire country at different times during the day or the same time. And you see in smaller towns, morning shows are being blown out, or the midday shows are, whatever it may be. So what that means for the future for me, I have no idea. I'm quite hopeful that my career will remain good. Mm. But it's definitely changing a lot and very hard to get into, especially to people tend to like the sound of deeper voices, which is why it's very male dominated on the on-air front. You know, even me, I've had number one ratings, and I've been replaced by men that had nothing in comparison. I feel kind of lucky that I don't have an annoying laugh or anything, because mm-hmm. people can stand to listen to me for a long period of time. So
I definitely feel like that's
a playmaker, like a laugh. If somebody has like a super annoying laugh, it's very hard to listen to them.
Don't get me wrong, I do have an annoying laugh sometimes,
but we all for the do. Most
part, I can fake it.
Can you turn it on and off?
What do you mean? Like,
like people know you're actually laughing when you let out like a horse laugh, or
you know, I swear, like my new show with Wheeler and Tyler, I don't think I've like ever laughed as hard as I do with them. Like those guys get me going. But I feel like you can definitely tell, like you can tell when I'm just doing like a kind of a giggle, or like, as opposed to when I'm actually laughing hard, because it's loud.
What's the funniest thing you've heard on radio? Like the funniest moment where you tried and it wasn't happening. You couldn't contain it. You had to let it out.
God. I think actually I would probably just most recently, obviously there's been a ton of funny things. I've been in this business for 7 years, but I would say one of the funniest things is probably, this is something I did too. Nice jewel. You can hear the...
I think we're gonna call this episode now.
It's because he's using the Apple earphones
in memory of your last jewel pod.
Yeah, once I get that car, Canon, I'm gonna be sniffing that old jewel air so much.
It's nice though, then you don't have to buy one of those Febreze plugins, you know.
Oh yeah.
See, I never have to buy like one of those trees, one of those like
perfume fresheners.
Yes.
Yeah, those air freshener trees. I just have to jewel all the time. It smells like mint all the time.
Could you imagine if I was on the market? Oh, man. Dude, the jewel smell would close every deal I'd ever need.
It's a superior vape, man. So easy and concealed, and just it's beautiful.
Yeah,
it's a wonderful thing.
It's too bad it doesn't take an hour to get to Halifax. Anyways, I digress. I mean, Amherst. I mean, not the Maritimes. Jasmine, what were you saying?
What? Where are you going with it? Are you having a stroke right now?
Yeah, talk about laughing on air.
Yeah, so really funny thing. Actually, I think it was like my first or second show on the Wheeler in the Morning Show on Energy 106. And I was doing our news feed, and our groundhog died in the city. And Wheeler, while I was in the middle of telling the story, was like, don't we have like a puppet groundhog? And I immediately was like, oh shit, we have a puppet groundhog. The puppet didn't die. And like, that was just the most hilarious bit ever. So I told a story on a fake puppet, or not a fake puppet, on a dead puppet. But it turns out that our actual groundhog did die. Apparently we have two.
So what was Wheeler smoking?
I don't know, but it threw me off, and it was absolutely
something good,
hilarious.
Apparently.
Yeah. I don't know, but I need it.
That's super funny.
Yeah. It was really embarrassing, especially too, like my first show with them. I'm already kind of shaky and nervous. And
yeah. And then you're talking about dead groundhogs, and he's like, the groundhog's a puppet. Yeah. And you're like,
puppets don't die, honey. Like,
I remember once when I was like junior high, grades. Is that junior high? Grade 7? Yeah, it is. Fuck it. Why not? And my mom was doing this thing through work. Kanan, we can all hear you.
It's the soundtrack. That's, you guys didn't do the intro song. That's it.
Yeah, listen to this track, bitch. And it's just Kanan fucking
yawning. We have a new DJ group. JNK, they call us Jank for short.
I'll just like grip the mic when I have to yawn or jewel that
one. Yeah, please do. Where's the mute button? Where's the cough button?
Like,
boom, done.
He turned off his camera too.
I just like slide because I'm on my phone right now, so you can like slide to the left. And
it Why are you everything. On your phone? That's my question. Is it because your laptop is butt?
Yeah, it's like broken down like 3 times.
What kind of a laptop do you have?
Like a 2012 like MacBook.
Oh.
Yeah, it's one of those Trapper Keeper lunchboxes from the 80s.
1 second.
Wasn't Trapper Keeper the name of the Hornets in the Hunger Games?
I think the thing that I retain most from the Hunger Game was that Katniss and Peeta's couple name was Penis.
I remember hearing about that. Oh, golden.
Yeah.
The ending of that whole series just really messed with my life. I'm still not over it.
What was the ending? I don't remember. And I read those
books. She ends up with, like, spoiler alert, but she ends up with Peeta, and I just don't think that she should have.
Why does that? What? Why?
Because she should have been with Liam Hemsworth. He's way taller, and he's Gale? Way better looking. Was and he guy? Didn't try to kill her and shit.
What was that guy's name? Gale?
Yeah.
Gale the Snail? That's who you wanted to end up with?
Yeah. I could mess with a guy named Gale if he looked like that.
But what if he didn't look like that?
Well, then no. I'm a picky woman.
Okay, what if he did look like that and his name was Gale, but the first time like he ever tried to do something romantic for you, let's say he wrote you like a letter, he wrote Jasmine with an E on the envelope.
I'd just cut in the throat right then and there. No, thank you. You know what's hilarious? Because people spell my name wrong constantly. And it's funny because I'll be like, oh, it's Jasmine with no E. And then they'll spell it with like 2 Z's and a Y. And I'm like, no, it's just, there's just no E at the end of Jasmine. This is very simple stuff, my friend. I remember once though, I ordered a pizza from Domino's. And I have 2 funny stories actually. But this one time I ordered a pizza from Domino's and I'm like, oh, it's Jasmine. And they're like, okay, like JAZMYN. And I'm like, no, 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 it's JASMIN. And then they wrote Jaffman. Like, so I remember going into the store and on the screen it shows like whose pizzas are ready. And it's just Jaffman. And I'm like, okay. You should have just written out Jafar at this point. Like, come on, man. And then there was another time too where when my brother was getting married, when we ordered all of our dresses, I said to the lady who was doing my fitting, I'm like, and she's like, oh, what's your name? So I can write on the label of this one. I'm like, oh, Jasmine, JASMIN. And she wrote down Jasmine. So I'm like, okay, thanks, Mom. This is my life now.
How many conversations?
I'll never be able to find my name on a Coke bottle.
Or a travel keychain.
Yeah. Nothing, really. It's really disappointing.
Yeah, me neither, honestly. Nicholas is spelt without the H. Yeah. The proper way it should spelling. Be spelt. Like, I never understood N-I-C-H-O-L-A-S. That says Nicholas.
Yeah, it should be Nicholas if it's spelt like that in theory, you know?
Yeah, like, what words have a C-H that's a K sound? Other than Tom Cochran, that does not
I count. Honestly, like... A good one. I honestly feel sorry for anybody new to English learning the English language because it makes no sense. Like,
it's the hardest language to learn.
It's well, and rightfully so, because what are we doing? Who decided that?
You know what my least favorite one is? Other than Kanan making popcorn in the background.
It's my dog. He was in my room. I kicked him.
Oh,
up.
What a cutie.
I can show him to y'all if you want, but.
Pull it up. Yeah, if you want. Pull up.
Nate.
My least favorite
your dog's
thing.
Dog's name is Nate?
Yeah, Nate dog.
You have a human named dog. I was freaking out.
I mean, my cat's name is Migo, like the Migos. Nate, come here. Come here, baby. He's distracted, but yeah, he's a sweetheart. Okay, go now.
I'm distracted now.
Do you remember that meme where it was like Stephen with like the dog with the little.
Oh, wait, the little chihuahua with the messed up mouth. Yes. Yes.
That angle kind of reminded me of that.
That's too funny. Oh, God.
Anyways, the worst English word of all time is Coburn, because it should be pronounced Cockburn, but that just sounds inappropriate. So
it is like, Cockburn. If you ever drive past that street, don't ever say Coburn, because whoever told you to say Coburn said that because they didn't want you to say the big C word. But it is, in fact, Cockburn. There is no way in hell that whoever made that street was like, huh, here's all this knowledge we have of the English language. Let's pronounce it like co. That didn't happen. It's a K. There's a K in it. There's no way.
Hard K too. It's like Cockburn. It's
definitely Cockburn. Like also in the NFL, there's this guy, his last name is spelled K-O-C-H, and that's come from a German background. Okay. And that in German is pronounced cock. But they call him Sam Cook because they don't want to say cock on TV.
Oh, I also think too, whoever decided that a P and an H makes the sound of an F, they just need to stop because that's ridiculous. That is blasphemy.
I guess. I just really wanted to say really quickly before we go off on how the PH doesn't make any sense. The guy, the NFL player, his last name is Cock. That means his wife would be Mrs. Cock. Anyway, moving back on to the
other. You know what? Not a bad title.
Or if he was gay and he had a husband, then it'd be Mr. Cock as well, right? The two Mr. Cocks.
I also like
that. Yeah. Or
imagine like wedding. I now present you Mr. and Mrs. Cock. Mr. and Mrs. Cockburn.
Or if he's asexual and doesn't get married. Okay, I'm going to stop with this. I'm going.
Then he is just Mr. Cock.
He's just Mr. Cock.
This has gone on for too long.
His pets would be Nate Cock and Migo Cock.
True story. I once went to school with a girl whose first name was Anita. She was Mennonite, and her last name was Dick.
Oh, Christ.
And this never occurred to me ever until one time she got called down to the office, and over like the intercom, they said, could Anita Dick please come to the office? And I looked to one of my girlfriends, and I was like, oh, my God. How have we not roasted her for this for the last 3 years? Are you kidding me? Her name's Anita Dick. That's hilarious. And of course we're 16, so it's like totally blown out. But
oh man, that's woman. So funny. That sounds like
I hope she remarried to something better. But
that sounds like something out of a Simpsons episode where Bart calls Moe's and he goes, "Yeah, I need a dick. No one need a dick here. Okay."
I went to, I was at Universal Studios in January before COVID destroyed the world. And I went to the Moe's restaurant and I had whatever the heck the burger is that they have on that show. And it was disgusting, by the way.
Oh, really?
Good curly fries, though.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Just in case you're wondering.
I was kind of wondering about the fries.
Yeah, well, I got you. So
I'm a fry connoisseur.
You and me both, my friend.
If the fries are thin, they're trash.
That's a lie.
That's the official hard to pill swallow factual statement.
McDonald's fries are really good, and those are really thin.
McDonald's fries are probably the most overrated thing on the planet.
You're the most overrated thing on the planet.
I'd like to be. You know how nice that would be if everybody knew who I was? Actually, I'm not sure if that would be nice. But anyways.
I don't think that would be nice. Yeah, I think you might hate it.
That'd be kind of weird. Yeah, now that I think about it.
Being famous would be is one of the worst things in the world. I do not want to be famous in my life.
I'm not sure it's the worst thing in the world, but I think it comes with its drawbacks.
I wouldn't want to be. I'd like to live a humble, quiet life. I don't want to be noticed by anyone.
Dog, if you could be LeBron James, would you be LeBron James?
That's a different story, though. That's completely different.
Didn't LeBron James just build his kid a replica house of his house?
Yep.
Something like that.
No. Yep. Yes.
Wasn't that LeBron?
Yeah, Zuri. Yeah.
LeBron James also had a really fortunate path to the finals. It doesn't discredit his ring at all. And people are trying to act like it was the most difficult route ever, which it definitely was fucking not. He literally came back from 3-1 down against a 73-win goddamn Warriors. What are we talking about? Oh, yeah, being famous. How was that a different story, Kanan?
Because LeBron James is like a professional athlete. He's the best at what he does. I'm talking like a movie star or like just like some YouTube star. Or okay. Like would just you like generally famous?
Would you not want to be? And like, if I had to, gun to my head, I wouldn't switch spots with anybody. I really love who I am and I love my own life. But do you not think that it would be desirable to switch into Brad Pitt?
No.
No.
Why not?
He lost all my respect after World War Z.
Really? Okay. I thought that was one of his best. I think that's one of his best.
No.
Okay.
Before I would love to
explain, explain. Please explain.
About World War Z?
Yeah, just why you hate Brad Pitt in World War Z.
Like, his performance was okay. It wasn't bad. I think it's more so that I hated his relationships with other characters. And, like, that scene when they go into, like, when they're at, like, the CDC or wherever that is, and then he, like, starts injecting himself with all these different things to see if it works. That scene's bullshit, okay? And you know what? I know that it was the writer's fault, but I'm really holding Brad Pitt accountable.
All right. I'm not even going to argue you. You know, you seem like you're pretty entrenched in your viewpoint, so I'm
just wow. Gonna, okay.
My thing is this. Back to the famous, really quickly. Like, are we talking...
I know he just really wants to be famous, I think. I think he just wants to be
hashtag
on everyone's...
follow him on Instagram.
Yeah, at Bueno No Bueno. You can see my shitty Instagram stories, and if you want the basketball slander, I'll put you on my close friends list so that I don't over-dilute my page with basketball. Anyways.
Make sure to not have me on that list.
You're not on the list.
Okay.
You're not on the list, Jasmine. Don't worry.
Yeah.
I'm a nobody.
I mean, if you want to see my Damari Carroll is the best Raptor small forward take, you can have them.
No.
Of all
time. Nobody wants those, Bueno. So, I mean, just...
Nobody wants the truth. It's a hard pill to swallow. But anyways, I'm just saying, are you talking about being famous because, like, you're the
I'm
kid
talking from... famous generally. I'm talking being famous generally.
But there are so many different types of being famous. Like, I'm not asking you to Russian roulette yourself into fame. Like, okay, do you want to be famous? All right, well, I'm going to shoot this random gun and you're going to be any famous person. Like, you could be the greatest freak out ever kid. That's your fame. Like,
I don't know. I don't know. I just
being famous for that would suck.
No, it wouldn't. Being famous, even if you were Rebecca Black, doesn't suck that much because you're still famous, you still got money, people know who you are, and they're sending you shit, and you get invited to cool stuff.
No, that guy, I guarantee you, did not get money.
Whatever happened to that little finger guns kid? He got really
Which
famous.
One?
Which oh, one?
Mason, Mason,
Oh, Mason, yeah.
No, Mason Ramsey, is that it?
Yeah, that's it. The yodeling kid.
The yodeling
yeah.
kid. Why'd you call him the finger guns kid?
I don't know. That's just what came to mind. Oh, okay. But I saw a thing with him or whatever where, like, his life seems pretty good. So.
Yeah.
He probably got a bag and just was smart and just dipped. It's what you got to do, man. You just got to one-hit wonder it and then take your bag and run.
Okay, I need to go back to the point where you said it probably wouldn't suck to be the greatest freak out ever kid. That would definitely suck. I definitely know he's not balling. And people remember him for trying to shove a remote up his ass because his mom
even though it was
canceled
fake. Even though it was fake, like all that stuff.
Do you guys remember the Caught Damn It Elizabeth?
No.
No.
Oh, yeah. They came to Cowboys a couple years ago.
Yes,
I remember that.
Thank you. So for you, Nicholas, yes. It was this guy and his girlfriend, who I don't even know if they were actually dating, to be honest, but maybe.
Okay.
They went viral online because they would do videos where she was like, blackout drunk or pretending to be, and he would like give her chicken nuggets and like guide her, like it was just all these like stupid little things, and he'd always be like, god damn it Elizabeth, like we gotta get out of here, we gotta go home, and it was just like these funny little videos. But Cowboys actually hired them one night to come and do promo there, so they like flew them to Winnipeg. Who knows how much money they paid them, I can't imagine it was a lot, but to be featured in one of their Caught Damn It Elizabeth videos.
That's
and it
hilarious.
Was like a big thing.
That's hilarious.
So even people that get famous for stupid shit still make decent money, I think.
Okay, I remember this conspiracy theory because my mind's stuck on that kid, the greatest freak out ever kid. I remember hearing this conspiracy theory that The first video, like the first freak out was real. So they built up all those other videos to make the whole thing seem fake.
Well, that's annoying then.
I'm not sure if I believe that. Oh, those are some of the funniest videos of all time, man. When they get him the tattoo truck. When they get him the truck for his birthday and they're like, do you like it? He's like, no. And he like beats the shit out of it with a bat.
Oh my God, this guy. Yes, I remember. I was like, is this who I'm thinking of? It is. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a lot. That guy reminds me of my brother when he was a kid.
Terrible at guitar?
Publicly. My brother's probably bad at guitar, yeah. But my brother just used to have, he just used to freak out bad when he was, he's very in control now.
Yeah. Okay. But like, nobody wants to be famous for that. Like Rebecca Black now is like balling and she's doing really well. And she glowed up like crazy too.
Yeah, very true.
About to say, she's very pretty now.
And she also has a great personality, guys, okay?
And like, she can actually sing. She was like 15 when that song came out. Oh, totally. Like, she's very talented.
Could you guys imagine having parents so wealthy that you're like, hey, mom and dad, I really want to be a famous singer. And they're like, hey, we're going to spend $10,000 for you to work with a super famous producer. They're going to like have a lyricist write you all the music. They're going to come up with a beat. All you got to do is sing it and film a music video. Happy birthday. And then now this is her life. Like, why didn't my parents love me that much? I've asked my mom for a vacuum cleaner for Christmas 3 years in a row and I still haven't got it. Like, what the heck?
Some parents just don't love, they just don't love their kids. That's it. That's just, that's so simple as that.
My dad kicks me out of my room whenever like family would come visit. And then I'd be like, yo dad, why can't like one of the other children in this fucking household, cause there's three of them, give up their room? And he's like, well, their rooms suck. I was like, so you picked favorites? You gave me the nice room. Thanks.
I'm totally my parents' favorite kid. Like, no questions asked. They have it saved into their cell phones. Jasmine, favorite daughter. Like, it's very known.
Wait, how many daughters are there though?
So I have like my sister and my brother that are like both related to me. Mm-hmm. And then I have two stepsisters and one stepbrother as well.
Okay. So yeah, you definitely won. That is a justifiable favorite child label. Yeah. I don't think you can wear that unless there's more than three kids in the picture you're an only child, but there always is a least favorite child. Cause that was me 100%.
Oh, you got the nice room though.
Yeah. They made up for it.
They're like, we hate him. Let's give him the room with heated floors.
I mean, was it a nice room though? I just think it was the biggest room upstairs. My brother got the basement room away from everybody. That's kind of sick.
Yeah.
Basement room is the room to beat. I love my basement room.
Yeah. So I totally got fucked.
I agree, bueno. You got shafted.
Yeah. But I'm getting your car, so it's all good.
I mean, you're still getting shafted. So I never said it was a good deal, dude. I'm just giving it to you.
Do you remember when we bought that like handheld camera, like that phone holder to try to see film episodes?
God,
and it fucking broke within
literally
like
first day
5 minutes of trying to use
it. What kind of a phone holder was it?
It's from just like one of those like Dollarama like adjustable legs ones, just because we wanted to film our stuff finally, so we just didn't have enough for a camera. And then
how many years ago was this?
Like literally like a weekend, like 2 years ago when we first started.
So like, why didn't you just use your cell phones?
Because we didn't have anything to prop it up with.
Like, you couldn't just like lean it up against something.
We tried every single angle. We tried to make it work.
Does it look like we're smart people?
I mean, you both have glasses and stuff. Yeah.
It's fake. It's just fake.
Yeah. There's no lenses.
I just wear these for the aesthetic.
Yeah.
They do go very well with your hat. So
I know exactly right. It's all fake. It's all put together.
See, I wanted to stop being a fake bitch, so I got LASIK eye surgery. So
that's wicked. How dope is LASIK?
It's pretty dope.
How much was it?
I will never.
I think for me, and I got like the lifetime warranty on it, I think it was a little over 4,000.
Oh, that's not even that much.
No, it's not. I've like already, I got it like 2 years ago and I've already paid it off. So
that's like two of Kanan's cars. What did you say?
Do some math.
I said, I don't know if that's a flex or not. I didn't mean for that to be a flex. I don't make good money. So,
I mean, if we all pooled our money together, we'd probably make 50K.
Yeah, probably more than that, I'd hope.
50K is like a starting salary for most jobs. I'd like to think
if we all pulled together, we'd be like maybe sitting at like 180.
Yeah, I'd be saying we'd be like pushing the hundreds. Like, yeah, that's...
yeah,
for sure.
Then we could finally buy one of our companies. That'd be dope.
You could finally buy that's a car.
I'm bad at math. Can you guys tell?
Yeah, it's painfully.
It's okay. Me too.
Yeah, it's don't fine. Worry. Yeah, I got a 30 in pre-cal in high school because it was first period and I slept through it. And I also am bad at math.
Nice.
Yeah, good times.
You go, girl.
Oh, yeah, the best. My parents freaked out at me. It was so funny. I almost laughed my ass off when they were yelling at me. Oh, my God. My mom sat me down the other day. She's like, Nicholas, we need to talk. I'm like, okay. And like, there's kind of like some tense family shit going on with me right now. So I'm like, oh, this is going to be about like the family thing, obviously. She's like,
your mom's like, hey, remember that time you got a 30 in pre-cal? We're not over it.
No, that's going to be tomorrow's topic. But she was like, you swear too much in your stand-up. I was like, what? She's like, yeah, your stand-up's not funny.
Ouch. Those are some fighting words, mom.
And you swear too much in it. I was like, what the you've never seen my stand-up. How the fuck do you know this? She was like, no, your godmother showed us. She was at your show 4 months ago. I was like,
oh my God, I remember that.
And that was like the best I've ever done. Like I killed so hard and I sold the place out. I feel like
a big part of stand-up, maybe not so much. No, I'm going to take that back. I think a big part of stand-up is the foul language because it can really be used to express something further. And also a lot of the time, like it's unexpected and it's there for shock value almost.
Mm-hmm. Depends on the act. I don't know. I like swearing. My mom's like, why do you need to swear so much? I'm like, I don't know.
I'm amazed I've never let something slip on air before because, like, I have a very foul mouth and I'm trying not to have it as bad. But I don't know. I guess it's different, though. Like, for me with my job, I feel like as soon as the mics are on, there's, like, this switch in my brain that's mm-hmm. like, hey, don't swear. Mm-hmm. Whereas for you, it's like, because I don't want to get fined today, so let's not swear.
Yeah, you don't want to lose your job. So that's where it's like, okay, survival mode kicks in. For me, it's like, let's see how far I can push the envelope with
let's see how it'll be like that South Park episode where they said shit like 180
times. Oh, my God. That's such a good episode.
Fuckity fuck, fuck, fuck.
No, that's you're thinking of the movie where he goes, Eric, oh, what did you say? And it's like, why don't you, it's like, how would you like to go to the principal's office? Why don't you like to suck my balls? Eric, yeah, what's
the Mr. Garrison, yeah. How would you like to suck my balls?
Yeah, takes out the megaphone. Oh, I'm sorry. What I said was, how would you like to suck my balls, Mr. Garrison? And he has the chip put in him. Anyways, I watched him at South Park.
Me too. It's okay.
Where are we going with this? I think we're talking about famousness, and then we got sidetracked.
We got really sidetracked from the famous talk.
Really sidetracked. Long story short, being famous isn't all that bad. That's what I think.
It's not all that great either.
Sorry?
It's not all that great either.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think that being famous is probably really cool for a little bit, but once you have a lifetime of it, unless it becomes the norm, which I'm sure it has for like the Miley Cyruses of the world, but I feel like it would be really overwhelming and really stressful and annoying. You know what I would hate about it more than anything is like, I would just hate to be busy all the time because I don't like that. Like for me too, it's funny because I'm like on the radio, but like I'm very introverted. Like I end my show and I come home and like I can stay home and like not talk to anybody for an entire day. And I'm very okay with that. Whereas like, if you're really famous, like you're on all the time and like, that's a little much, but the money would be great. Of course, the cool parties would be cool.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm such an anti-party person. I think parties, like famous parties, seem like such a hassle. Like, oh, I got to get dressed up. Then people are going to get wasted. And then somebody's going to put it on Instagram. And
I don't even believe that celebrities drink real alcohol, if we can be honest. Because they're never hungover. And they go to like crazy parties all the time. And they're never hungover. Like, they have found a cure. 100% to the hangover.
IV drips. They can all afford it. That's why.
I was watching a BuzzFeed video where somebody did something with an IV drip and they said it didn't work that well.
What's an IV drip?
literally just, you get like a nurse to come to your house. They give you one of those like hydrating IV bags.
Yeah.
They stick it in your arm and they, you sit there for anywhere from like 30 minutes to an hour till it drains out.
Fill you up with all of
electrolytes and such
stuff.
Yeah.
It's like a can of Gatorade, a can of Gatorade. It's like a bottle of Gatorade to your veins.
Yeah, it, literally. That's why. I don't know. It's just, and it's expensive as fuck for what it is.
So what you're saying then is we need to start a company where we do this from our homes and we get syringes and preferably red Gatorade because it's the best flavor. And just
facts. Blue Gatorade is the worst.
Yeah. You know
I
what?
I like the lime one. I like the lemon lime one. Really?
Blue Gatorade is fine, but the aftertaste is just nasty.
But that's what makes it bad. I know,
it's like a burning. Yeah.
It's like, mm-mm.
Yeah.
I feel like I have PTSD from it. I can almost taste it in my mouth right now.
The green's pretty good, too. I don't know. All Gatorade's good.
Also never had the green.
Really? You are a heathen. You live under a rock.
I obviously have never played hockey, and I love having hangovers, and I do not consume enough Gatorades, so.
Yeah, apparently not. I don't know. I don't understand how people go to parties, and they're like, yeah, man, I'm going to get so fucked up, and then the next day, like, they can't do anything all day, and they're like, yeah, I threw up three times.
I've been doing my version of Sober October, and I have to say, it's quite lovely.
Yeah.
Like, I've gone 3 weekends in a row now of, like, waking up and feeling good. And it's something, let me tell you. Highly recommend.
That's pretty wicked.
I'm also, like, don't tell anybody else this because I've been lying to everyone. But, like,
okay.
Just don't tell anyone.
Got you.
But I have, like, had alcohol during my Sober October. But, like, I haven't drank like heavily at all. Like, it's been solely like I went out for dinner with an old coworker of mine and I had a glass of wine.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just been more so for like the self-control for me that I'm really trying to stick to.
That's fair.
Yeah, it's like that South Park episode.
Which enough with your South Park. I'm waiting for this like next spring to come so much sooner now. I'm tired of your
Kanan, I'm going to use your old car to just, like, drive through your fucking house. How did that sound?
Do it. We need a new fucking window anyways. Okay, open us out.
Yeah, mom and dad need the final push over the edge to finally renovate the house. No, it's like when Randy admits that he has a drinking problem. And then
my God, and there's the Bloody Mary the Bloody or whatever. Mary.
And then... the sensei is like, oh, you lack discipline. Like, true discipline comes from within, right? But they use like this really racist Asian accent. I'm not going to imitate it. Yeah. But
I was going to, and then I was like, no, that's not appropriate to do. Don't do that just because South Park did it. You will get canceled.
Yeah, you'll get canceled. And I don't think you guys need more smoke. I mean, I don't think you personally need more smoke. I don't know what you guys meant. I don't know what I'm talking about. Yeah, my dad just texts me. He's like, why the fuck is Dave Wheeler here? I'm like, oh, shit.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. No, but I'm not, I mean, with Sober October, did you do other things or just kind of limit your alcohol intake or what?
Just totally limited my alcohol intake. I will be honest, though, too, not, God, and I feel risky saying this, but like, not that I'm really afraid of getting COVID myself. But like more so taking this as a really good opportunity to like focus on me and like chill out and watch all 3 Lord of the Rings movies in a single Saturday and stuff. So like along with Sober October, I have been spending a lot of time alone, which I feel like I really needed, especially after the last couple months, because I've been a little crazy. So I don't know, just a lot of like relax and recharge and like doing my best to get into the gym and then rewarding myself with 2 Domino's pizzas. The usual.
That's the move.
Yeah.
Pineapple pizza.
That's disgusting. It's not disgusting.
Pineapple jalapeno pizza is OP. It is the best pizza.
Have you guys ever had, okay, so I don't love pineapple on pizza. I don't hate it. I'll eat it. But have you ever had chicken and pineapple with Alfredo sauce on a pizza?
No. I don't like Alfredo on a pizza.
Well, better try it because it's going to blow your mind.
I can't eat anything other than pizza sauce, like barbecue, well, all that shit.
That Whoa. Closed-mindedness is what's making you have that problem.
Yeah.
No, well, no, no. I've tried it all.
It's 2020.
It's you know? Pizza. It has to have pizza sauce on it. It then has it's not to have pizza.
Alfredo sauce, maybe.
Canon, it's called sauce. Tomato sauce, not pizza sauce. Are you five? Yeah. What do you say? Like, I like pasta, but like with pizza sauce. No, it's called tomato sauce with your pasta.
What? On a pizza?
No, what the fuck? No, I say it's not called pizza sauce because when you have pasta with tomato sauce, do you call it pasta with pizza sauce?
I'm talking about on a pizza, dumbass.
No, but that's why it's on pizza. I know that I'm saying that's why it's not called pizza sauce. Because if it was called pizza sauce, then it would be pizza sauce all the time.
Pizza sauce is its own thing. You don't put pizza sauce on fucking pasta because it's not. It's pizza sauce.
Where do you There's get your pizza sauce? What do you think pizza
There's
sauce is?
There's different ingredients in a pizza sauce. There's like different what? Seasonings and different spices.
Name them.
I'm not going to name a fucking pizza. You know what? Can we call this? I'm done with this. I want to go home. I'm at home, but I just want to go home.
Canon, we're going to hold you down and force Alfredo pizza down your fucking throat. How does that sound?
I don't hate it so much.
I don't hate it. I just don't want it.
Does that make it pizza sauce because it's on a pizza?
And no, it's not. All right, I'm leaving this call, and we're just gonna. How do I do this on my phone?
Go into Safari and open up www.redtube.com.
No, don't do what? That.
It went over his head. Never mind.
Don't do that.
I can't hear you spell. I can't spell in my head.
Anyways, not the point. Don't visit that website if you're at home, kids.
or do if you want to have a great time.
Yeah, if you're really into that. I remember once I was watching like the NBA draft a while ago. I watched, by the way, I'm not sure if I should be proud of this, but I watched the 2014 NBA draft 100 times, like fully through 100.
You know, I respect your passion.
No, you don't.
But I wouldn't do the same thing.
There was one point where Bill Simmons was like, or no, Bill Simmons, somebody was like, oh, I fell in love with Dario Saric at 3 a.m. on YouTube. And then somebody was like, yeah, a lot of people fall in love at 3 a.m. on YouTube. I was like, dude, wrong site.
I fall in love at 3 a.m., but not on YouTube. Different tube.
That's Different awesome. Tube.
Yeah, it was fucking, yeah, it was great. But, anyways, how do I get out of this weird porn dead end that I got myself into? Canon, what is the worst pizza ingredient? Like, worst pizza topping?
Anchovies. What? Anchovies, easily.
That's a very good answer.
Yeah. Why are those even a thing on pizzas? I don't understand.
Even Italians, like, condemn that. They hate it. They don't... Traditional pizza should be oil...
Canon, this is seriously bordering on cultural appropriation right now for you to talk about what original pizza should be.
I've been to Italy before, and like Italian pizza, wow. That is some good food.
Canon, I was fucking with you. Keep going with what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be like a pesto oil and then like very little cheese. That's all it's supposed to be, with some like basil on top. That's traditional pizza.
Interesting.
It sounds like breadsticks.
Yeah, it sounds like fancy breadsticks.
Well, you know what? This is why I love the argument for pineapples on pizza, because pizza's salty. Like the sauce, the cheese, it's salty. You need sweet to balance it out. That's why pineapple works. Like anchovies on pizza is just dumping on the salt.
I can't believe we've been talking about pizza for like 7 minutes now. I don't know if I'm proud or ashamed of us.
I don't even know. I never know how we get to these topics. I can never trace back.
Yeah, I can, but I don't think you want me to recount the entire episode that we've just done.
See, he has a better train of thought than I do.
Yeah, it's one of my very good gifts. Okay, best place in the city for pizza?
Domino's.
Little Caesars.
Mona Lisa is also quite good.
Where's Mona Lisa?
But that's like super expensive.
South Gordon. Oh. It's not super expensive. It's like the same price as a regular pizza from like... 222.
She just called you really? Broke, Canon.
Really? I thought that place was like, isn't that like a super
Not
expensive
broke
Italian restaurant?
Or there's a difference. No, I'm totally kidding.
I have money. I just can't spend it.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, Domino's is definitely top three. Domino's is number one.
Domino's pan fried.
I've never had pan fried Domino's.
Domino's crispy thin. Domino's crispy thin. Come on.
Why did you just say that? That's gross. You need the dough.
Yeah, you're getting it, but it's thin and crispy.
Kanan's getting out of pocket. He listed what an original pizza should be like, and now he's out here just saying wild shit.
Are you okay? Like, who hurt you?
Everyone. Both of you. This episode alone, you guys have hurt me like four times.
This podcast should be renamed. I invite people on to bash Kanan.
Yeah, this is the Kanan bullying show, not the Winnipeg's finest. I don't think there's ever been an episode that I don't get roasted. I don't like this shit. Why did I sign up for this?
We bring random people on to make fun of each other, masquerading it as local talents.
Fun fact, I'm not even on the radio.
Yeah, this is Patrick Laine's sister. We just called her Lane to fucking break it up.
I've honestly just rolled with that. Like, and mind you, I was here first. But I have, and I think too, like I'm blonde and I have blue eyes and everything. And like people have said many times, like, oh, Jasmine, like Laine, any relation to Patrick Laine? And I'm like, no, listen to me talk. No, I didn't just move here from Scandinavia or wherever he's from. Have you seen the car I drive? It's a good car, but it's not a BMW. Like, no.
Yeah. Is he Finnish or Swedish? Where's he from?
He's Finnish. He's
one of the ishes. I'm not sure which one.
Yeah,
he's one of the ishes. He's Finnish.
Yeah, I guess. She's not even on the radio. Who knows? People don't even know if there are other parties on Energy 106.
She's just the 106 agent placed on our show. That's all she is.
This is a paid ad. I got it.
You guys are sponsored by 106, so you've just started having people on saying that they work there.
Yeah, literally. I'm going to invite a random person on and be like, this is Ian Simpson from sales.
You just gonna go through can't catch me on the morning show, ever. Yeah,
not at all. If you're there, it's literally just like Dave just screaming over Tyler and then like a muffled voice because you have a paper sack over your head. And
there's just a muffled voice saying, Tyler, you like it.
Tyler, admit this is the greatest thing that happened.
He's like, it is, I swear. No, I love this. All jokes aside, we are all having an absolute blast.
Yeah, and if you open up the blinds in the radio station, there definitely isn't a mafia sitting in the parking lot looking in the car window waiting for somebody to make a wrong move. I totally am wrong. Anyways, that's not the point. Can pizza save me one more time? Am I really going to pull that one more time? Is Santa Lucia all that it's made up to be?
No.
I can't remember if Santa Lucia is a client, so I have no comment. I really don't remember if they are.
Wicked answer. That's an amazing answer. Best place to get wings in the city then, there, since I accidentally stepping on company lines.
I'm vetoed when it comes to wings. I don't eat wings.
What? You heathen. You are. See, you know what?
Pizza sauce. Get out of here.
I don't think I.
It's got different ingredients in it.
It does. It's got
tomato, which is different from, you know, pasta sauce that has tomato in it.
No, I think the pizza.
Pizza tomato. They make it in Pizza Italy.
I think the pizza sauce has cherry tomato.
It actually does have different tomatoes. Just saying. Just fucking saying.
Watch. Jasmine and I are going to be wrong. We're going to look like two fucking idiots.
You are fucking idiots. You are
fucking
idiots. Would
not be the first time. Remember the whole dead puppet?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, this is the dead puppet all over again, Jasmine. Fuck sakes, man. Respect my knowledge, all right?
Respect my authority.
Yeah. Bringing everything back to pizza and too many South Park references. That's the name of this episode.
Yeah, this was supposed to be like a good episode, and instead it's just like not.
Yeah, pizza, Energy 106, and South Park propaganda with Jasmine Laine. That's the episode.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry. Kanan was about to tell us why boneless wings are the one true wing.
That's called a chicken tender.
Yeah.
It's a nugget. It's a chicken nugget. It's not a wing.
And that's why they're better than actual wings.
Well, you don't have to get the bones all up in your business.
I hate both of you so much right now.
That's not very nice.
I don't care.
I like you.
It's a one-way street, I guess. Jeez, like
Jasmine, be honest. If you had to pick between him and Nate Dogg, which one did you pick?
Who is Nate Dogg?
His dog?
My dog.
Oh, I forgot your dog had a human name. Obviously the dog. What am I, a heathen? Duh.
You are. Yes. Yes, you are, but that's besides the question.
I was about to call him Nate Cock, but I wasn't sure if you guys would remember the callback to the joke about the guy whose last name was Cock, and I named his animals, and I used Kanan's animals' names, but...
We've seriously been talking for like an hour and a half, and I don't even remember when you pressed record, so like, I don't I'm not going to reference anything, because it's just out.
That's fair, yeah.
We've talked about so many things.
Yeah, we talked about Cockburn. I think you remember that part.
Yes, yeah.
Cockburn, the biggest atrocity. And anyways, wings. I keep cutting you off. Ken, keep going.
I don't even know. Smitty's is really good. BP is trash. Garbanzo's is really good. I'm a huge wing guy. I love wings, so.
Listed off three off the top of your head. That's impressive.
What about
Wild Wings is top tier.
Wild Wings. Are there more locations in the city, or is the only one near here, my place?
No, there's one in EK, and then there's one in Pembina. On Pembina. Yeah,
the Pembina.
By the U of M. No, there's one more on... What is that? I forget what street it is, but one in EK. Wild Wings is top tier.
It's fucking good.
That's like best in the city, 100%.
I remember when they opened here that it was like renowned and everybody wanted to go there because they were the best wings.
They are. They're better than Buffalo Wild Wings.
Buffalo Wild Wings is overrated as fuck.
Thank you. Thank you. I agree. They're super greasy, unflavorful, and their sauce is just atrocious.
What did I say was overrated earlier in the episode? I said something about it.
I'm having a glitch in the matrix. I don't know.
You guys both hated me for it. It was something about food or some shit. I can't remember.
All I remember from that conversation is that you said that you would love to be overrated.
Oh, yeah, I do. Yeah, and then we talked about being famous. That's how we got on being famous. And then we talked about the greatest freakout ever kid and Mason Ramsey and...
The Finger Guns kid.
Yeah, the Finger Guns kid. Yeah, it was a grand old time.
I want to bring Finger Guns back.
Didn't we had a joke about Finger Guns on our latest After Dark episode, didn't we, Kanan?
No. No.
Am I on crack?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
Anyways, fuck it. Where was that house that you, Tyler and Dave went to go check out?
That $3.5 million building on Portage.
Yeah.
On Portage?
Where on Portage?
One second. Let me pull out the Google machine. That place was ballin', though. What is the date or the address? I can't talk.
Date.
234 Portage Avenue. So it's actually interesting. So it's like a four-story building, but there's a LASIK, but it's a laser eye surgery clinic. It's just not owned by LASIK. On the main floor, so that's a current tenant. And then there is two or three.
Oh, I know where this is.
And then there's two floors at the top that is like the suite, and they have like the entire roof access and everything. It's really cool. And then there's like two floors underneath as well. So it's like a four-story suite, basically.
Jesus.
It's like, honestly, I love Winnipeg, and there are so many hidden gems in this city. And like, that's just one of them where it's like, oh, cool. Like I've driven past that building 100,000 times and like never ever would have seen that there.
Yeah, I didn't know that was a thing either. I can't remember. Somebody showed me this YouTube video. Oh, yeah, here it is. There's a $6.4 million home in Winnipeg. It's in Tuxedo. Here, I'm going to show you. I'm going to share my screen quickly. This is about to be the worst time in podcast history.
Well, it's just like Joe Rogan. It's okay.
Yeah. To our loyal fans, I'm sorry.
This is in tuxedo. That's a cute car. Is that a Porsche? Yep. Mm-hmm. Four bathrooms. I can handle that. Indoor pool.
I'm going to turn the volume off so we can just commentate over it. Like, this is fucking wild.
That's nice.
It's 6.4 mil.
They have a grand piano. I always wonder,
like, you know, like some of those houses down Wellington that are like 10 million, like what did those people do for a living? Like what kind of jobs in Winnipeg need that kind of money? Aside from drug fruits, that would make sense.
There's a bunch of really successful real estate investors with this company called Blackheart University. They live in this mansion. Huh?
I'm familiar.
Yeah, okay. You know who those guys are. They own a mansion on Kingsway, which is huge. Yes,
they sure do. Have you been in it?
I have, yes.
I remember when that mansion was first bought by the owner of said company.
Well, I mean the former owner of said company.
Uh-huh. I've never been inside of it.
But. I'll ask you more about that off air because I'm actually curious to know how you know those people. But how dope is this house though? Like, did you see that the indoor pool?
Yeah. I don't like whoever owns this or was buying it is listening. I'm single. I'm 24 and fabulous. And I'd love an indoor pool. Just saying.
Like, this is wild. Yeah, it's probably just like CEOs and real estate people and stuff living on
real that. Estate people is actually a really good one, because even if you think about, so the real estate agents, it's a husband and wife that are doing the house on Portage that we went to go see. So 3.5 mil with all of their commission and everything, that's a killer listing. And that's one listing that they have this entire year. Mm-hmm. So like people in real estate make ridiculous money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you got to grind to it, right? Like, I'm sure there are a bunch of realtors who like make 20K a year because they do nothing all day.
Yeah, they just, ooh, hello. Look at that staircase.
I'm not even sure I know what to do.
Pain.
I don't know. I don't think I know what to do in this house.
You know, it's funny. I'd be one of those people that would have a wine cellar like this that it would always be empty because I wouldn't want to spend $700 on wine. Like, I'd go and buy my $9 bottle of Barefoot and call it a day.
Yeah, literally.
Oh, that's so cute. Wow.
I feel like I wouldn't want to do anything in this house, like anything remotely dirty.
No.
Like, no, I'm going to the Tim's across the street to use the bathroom. I'm renting an Airbnb to have sex with somebody in if I ever get to that point. Like, nothing's going down in this house.
Wow. Oh, they have a ring well. Never mind. I'm over it. I don't want the house anymore.
Why?
Oh, I think that's
they have a basketball court.
But it looks like the well from the ring.
This is my favorite part. The outdoor basketball court.
You in a basketball court? Shocking.
Oh, okay. Anyways, now they're just flexing their cars. Let's wrap up.
Wow. Okay.
Maybe that's a good place to end it.
Yeah. Jasmine, this is a lot of fun.
Thank you for listening to our commentary. Please hire us for the next Planet Earth documentary. Exactly.
I'm going to stop sharing my
shit. He bit his head off. Well, thanks for having me.
Yeah, it was no problem.
A grand time.
I'm excited to talk to you more about this other thing we discovered a mutual connection to.
Me too. Yes. I'm very, very excited. Is there anything you'd like to leave everybody before you leave?
Yes. Sorry that you had to sit through this all. It was a pleasure, though. Feel free to listen to me Monday to Friday, 6 a.m. till 10 a.m. on Energy 106. You can also catch our podcast anywhere you listen to podcasts. You just got to search Wheeler in the Morning with Jasmine Lane and Tyler Carr. And obviously, feel free to follow me on the gram, because that's what people do nowadays. My username on everything is at Jasmine Lane with no E at the end of Jasmine.
Yeah, and Jasmine is not spelled J A Z Z Y M.
It's just a J A S M I N Lane, L A I N E.
Yes.
Boom. Mic drop.
And this is us signing off on Winnipeg's Finest. Thank you so much, Jasmine. Have a great week.
Peace.